Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Hope you had a great long weekend. No acknowledgement of Memorial Day. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, hope you have a great long weekend. Does anybody know why we had a long weekend? We talked a little bit about this. I said, look, we're all busy. Everybody I know is busy. Everybody's got crazy lives. Finally, we're getting a sense of normal life again. Normalcy is coming back. You know, I went into the store. I went shopping. I didn't put a mask on yesterday. Am I supposed to have one on in New York? I don't even know the laws anymore. I just had it, and half the store didn't have it on, and nobody was screaming at me to put my mask on. Unbelievable. We're going to get to all of this today. You are not going to believe there's a private school in New York City. There's a lot of private schools in New York City. The reason you have all these expensive private schools, you pay about the amount you'd pay for a college education. And to get into these schools, you've got to kiss more ass and suck up to more people. I mean, it is a parent's nightmare to get your kid into a decent private school in New York. It's frankly all ridiculous to me. But the reason parents are so desperate to get their kids into these private schools that they're paying a fortune for is because the New York City public school system sucks so bad that you're giving your child the decided disadvantage educationally if you send your kid to a public school. It's just you can't have a worse public school system except maybe Baltimore, which has 13 public high schools with not a single child proficient in math and reading. It's like this unholy alliance, teachers unions, Democrats, they donate mass quantities of money to Democrats to get them elected so then they can write CDC policy on COVID. That's how insane this all gets. Anyway, when you hear these, there's a private school known as the Dalton School. In New York City, the Dalton School, highly prestigious educational facility for the rich and the wealthy in New York. Okay, so you got the now they're teaching six-year-olds and first graders. They're showing the masturbation videos. I mean, I've been in a big fight with my team all day. I'm like, don't bleep it out. And they're like, no, we better bleep it out. I'm like, no, don't bleep it out. I said, just play it. I said, people won't believe it if they hear it. Well, if we do that, there might be kids that hear it. They always appeal to the kid question. I'm like, okay, I'll give a warning. I'll tell people. I'm going to play it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They're like, still, what if a kid hears it? And I'm like, so we had a big fight team-wise, and I said, fine, let's put it for a vote. I lost. So we'll give you the bleeped-out version, and on TV, now I'm going to have to fight the fight there to air the whole video without bleeps. But if it's something that I have to bleep on the radio or bleep on television, why the hell are our kids having to see this garbage in school? How about we focus on reading, writing, math, maybe art, maybe a little physical education. How's that? Well, let's just stick with the basics. Maybe they can learn a second language, third language, study hard. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned. Thank God I'm not raising kids now. Good grief. All right, we're going to get to that. So it looks like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, like none of them have a rapport with our men and women in the military. I'll read from the Daily Mail. Kamala Harris' woke joke about female Marines fell flat during her commencement speech at the Naval Academy on Friday. You know, first woman to deliver the keynote commencement address at the Naval Academy, made sure to reference female empowerment And you are electrical engineers who will soon help convert solar and wind energy into power, convert solar and wind energy into combat power. And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I'm positive they're going to tell you the solar panel, and so would he. And then she burst into that ridiculous laugh that she usually makes, and, you know, barely any clapping. So anyway, finally on Saturday, she paid tribute to the fallen for Memorial Day, the long weekend. Enjoy the long weekend. Because there was so much criticism. There's a reason we have a long weekend, Kamala. And the long weekend, it's called Memorial Day. You know what Memorial Day is? You know, on this Memorial Day, I see many of our vets here. Like, that's like Obama. Navy corpsmen. It's just, how did these people ever get elected? You just can't even make this up.
All around the world. Navy corpsman Christian Bashar. And lying on a gurney aboard the USNS Comfort. A woman asked Christopher, "Where do you come from? What country?" And in Creole, Corpsman Burchard responded, "In Tanzania, the United States of America."
Army vet Brian Mass, congressman, slammed both Biden and Harris for their far cry from Memorial Day tweets. And it's a far cry from incredible words and speeches that I've heard from people like Ronald Reagan. And you think back to his hero speech. And for those who think there are no more heroes in this world, they just don't know where to look. I mean, it went crazy. Ron DeSantis got some play because, as Red State said, he literally schooled Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on what the long weekend is for and what it's all about. You know, how do you miss the point of a holiday? Apparently needing a reminder what the purpose of the holiday is, what the long weekend is all about, that our tweet left completely out. Anyway, then, of course, Joe goes out and he lost, you know, his notes. I mean, you can't make it up anymore. And he literally gets to the point where he lost his notes. He lost his place. But this effort for 2021 is I'm like, oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Vladimir Putin saying, yeah, the Russians are now warning it's going to be uncomfortable when they meet Joe Biden. And then, my gosh, did you see this video? We'll show it tonight. A creepy Joe. I mean, just listen to it. It's better on video, but just listen to this.
I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jordan and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, and look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady in a race car. Brittany, you're doing triple duty as a veteran, a military spouse, and a teacher.
Stop right there. I love those barrettes in your hair, man. I'll tell you what, you know, look at her. She looks like she's 19. Sitting there like a little lady with her legs crossed. Okay. That is beyond creepy. That's just typical creepy Joe. And just a typical creepy Joe line. And then my favorite this week, you know, I tweeted out, somebody sent this to me, and I had to get permission, of course, from my team to tweet out anything. You know, Jen Psaki claiming, oh, no, you're not seeing what you think you're seeing with these rising gas prices. No, that's not what it is, because she said on Friday gas prices have stabilized and said, you know, it's well in line with recent decades. No, it's not, Jen. No, it's not. Gas prices are going dramatically higher, and they're going higher, and we're losing high-paying career energy jobs because of your boss, the one that you admitted when you were a commentator is a cognitive mess. That guy was supposed to be happy. You know, we were averaging $2.40 at the end of January. Now we're up 65 cents since then, according to the AAA. Yeah, that's a massive increase per gallon of gasoline thanks to your idiotic policies. Great job. Seriously. You know, we're paying more for everything. That's why then you add inflation to it. Then you add the high taxes to it. You know, Biden, New York Times, Biden plans middle class tax hike just before Memorial Day's expected to propose World War II levels of spending, $6 trillion. His budget removes language blocking taxpayer-funded abortion, so we'll pay for that. He requests no additional money for the Department of Homeland Security, even though we have a 21-year high in border crossings. When accounting for inflation, yeah, the Defense Department is ultimately getting cuts if we use circle back Jen Psaki's logic. And by the way, has anyone noticed that, you know, not only does Joe start his day at 9:30 every day and have, on average, only one scheduled event a day, but he just disappears on the weekend back to his Delaware home for even more, you know, warm, milky, sippy cup time, night-night, bedtime stories. He's been in Delaware 9 weekends, past 5 weekends at the presidential retreat, Camp David. This guy barely works, which may actually be a good thing. And I'm telling you, it's not going to go good with Putin. Putin is going to school Joe and own Joe, and he's going to see just how messed up he is, and he's going to make assessments based on it. Then you can add to this the bombshell that they dropped. Going into the holiday weekend, you know, why do you have a long weekend? The Memorial Day weekend, and it got lost. Yeah, now he's planning to make his tax increases retroactive. Oh, this is great. Biden administration finally leaked late Thursday on the eve of the long weekend holiday for Memorial Day. That the new high capital gains tax rate is going to apply to all gains on all assets sold after the introduction of the Americans Family Plan in April. So much for giving investors an opportunity to plan. It's basically, if the law is the law when you make a financial decision and they change the law retroactively, that's just figuring out a way to legally steal more people's money. I mean, that's out. There's no other way to put it. Biden's now the most obvious transparent media mob lie is to claim Donald Trump's policies favored Russia. Just the opposite was true. Energy dominance of America achieved under Trump. We'd never achieved this in 75 years, energy independence. And Republicans and Democratic presidents, they've been giving away the store to China for 30 years. Yeah, Trump stood up to China. He stood up to Russia. And Joe Biden takes away the building of our pipeline, those high-paying career jobs, and then gives a waiver to Vladimir Putin so he can build his pipeline so he can have all the economic control over our allies in Western Europe. How do you explain that, and how is there no outrage about that? And now they're finally admitting that their $6 trillion spending plan is going to produce Obama-era slow growth, because on Friday, when nobody's paying attention, they released the budget proposal, which showed only modest economic growth projections over the next decade, in spite of the $6 trillion. The White House expects growth to slow to 1.8 or 1.9% for the rest of the decade, before it may reach 2% in 2030 or 2031. Well, Obama was the first president never to have a single year over 3% GDP growth. It was the worst economic plan ever, and now he's doubling down and tripling down on stupid. You can't make this stuff up. But we do have smoking gun photos now showing Joe Biden meeting with Hunter's shady business associates, thanks to the New York Post. You got photos of Joe Biden with a pair of Hunter, zero experience, and his business associates from Kazakhstan in what appears to be the same D.C. power dining spot where Hunter introduced the future president to other overseas cronies. Isn't that nice? But I don't know anything. I've never talked to my son about his overseas business dealings. That's what Joe says. And the media laps it up. Imagine if the last name was Trump. You'd have a full-fledged investigation, grand juries convened, impeachment talk, through the roof. I'm really worried about the future of this country more than ever before. Never felt this sense of doom and gloom and the idea that these differences are irreconcilable. How do you reconcile socialism with capitalism? You know, masturbation videos for sixth graders or not, funding the police or not funding the police. Packing the courts, not packing the courts. energy independence and this mad race to the new Green Deal insanity. How do we reconcile these? Where do you begin your talk about compromise? My friends Adam and Chad over at Hustler Turf, this is a great company. Thank God I have my Hustler Turf lawnmower. I'm getting sun, and I'm enjoying the ride because it's just fun to drive. It is. That's the only way to put it. It's got more comfort. It's built like a tank. I got my own Hustler, newly designed for 2021 Raptor, my professional landscaper. He ended up getting two professional landscape models. You can cut a football field in less than 10 minutes. It is by far the best lawnmower made by any company anywhere. Compare it to other mowers and you'll see the Hustler difference. And I'm blown away by how much fun it is to drive. It's just fun. And with comfort unparalleled from anything I've ever been on. Anyway, you can get your Hustler now. Go to HustlerTurf.com. Find the dealer near you. That's HustlerTurf.com. They've been doing this over 40 years. They're the best in the business. Learn the Hustler difference at HustlerTurf.com.